and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. I'm trying not to come in hot like the last episode, so I don't know actually if I'm coming in hot. I hope not. I'm recording this right.
That rhymed.
That's rhyme, yeah. It is Thursday, May 30th, 2009, and you're wondering like, oh, there's another episode this week? It is a bronus episode.
I like that.
Okay, that came out of nowhere. I didn't tell my brother about that, but you get a bro-ness, basically like bonus episode for this week. And it's me, John Abaya, again. And joining me is Ben Abaya.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back. We haven't heard from you.
I should be hosting.
Yeah, you should be hosting.
Should we just do this all over again?
Okay, we can actually do this all over.
Let's do it over again.
And stand by in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. I'm Benjamin Abaya. It is, what today is it? Sunday, May 27th. Okay. Oh, Monday. It's Monday, May 27th, 2000. Do you have a shorter version of that song?
It's Thursday, May 30th, 2009. Oh, yeah. I do have a shorter version.
Can I hear that short version? Yeah. Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. This is Thursday, May 30th, 2019. I'm Benjamin Abaya, and joining me today is my bromance twin brother, John Abaya.
I guess, yes. Let's just use that.
Okay, cool. Is that it?
Yeah. Good take.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Yeah. If you are new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions on the things we watch, play, listen. And read throughout the week. And we usually begin the episode with a trailer talk. And we conclude the episode with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is all of Game of Thrones from season 1 to season 86?
8. Did you say 86?
Sorry, I forgot what season they went up to. So season 8, right? Yeah. That happened a couple of weeks ago. I know we're like, oh.
It's probably just a week ago.
It's a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not in the zeitgeist anymore type of deal, but it's going to be spoiling everything about the episode. So if you haven't watched that series, go ahead and I guess skip the main discussion if you want.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind about spoilers and aren't going to watch the series, listen to it. Little disclaimer, I wanted our nephew Nino to be on here, but he was busy this week. I know
something about baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
Games?
Yeah, something.
Or with, drinking.
Yeah, drinking. a team that drinks a lot.
Yeah,
sort of the B.
I feel like that's not good.
It's like
drink.
Your name of baseball team smokers. Yeah, right. Or I guess no. Cigarettes, because it has to be the thing that
because you're a brewer, you brew beer.
Okay, then what do you call a cigarette person?
Yeah, the tobacco company.
I guess. But yeah, how are you, Ben?
I'm pretty good. I just came back from this movie I watched with my wife. It's a musical, and I'm surprised like no one hasn't been talking about it. Have you heard of this film called Aladdin?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah.
If you listen to the last episode, like you should. We actually discussed it.
Wait, what last Audrey. Episode?
Last episode of this podcast.
Oh, I haven't watched. I haven't listened to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yet.
So we
actually, I probably watched it. That's why it was hard because I was just watching you two talking, but I wasn't listening.
So, yeah, on YouTube, you can actually listen to us.
But not watch.
A static image of, I think it's Aladdin, Jasmine, and Maleficent. I know how to say that word.
It is Melissa.
It's a reference from last
Jasmine.
Episode.
You didn't know how to say Jasmine.
I didn't know how to say Melissa. Oh. Oh my god! Now I forgot how to say it.
Maleficent.
Yes. But yeah, you can listen.
Yeah, I like the film.
Okay, that's good. Are you going to discuss about Aladdin or no?
No. Okay. I feel like it's out there and people would discuss it among themselves. I feel like you guys discussed it.
There's a thing. This is not a spoiler. So if you haven't watched it, this is not like a huge thing. In the ending of the film, the credits, there's an end song, and then it starts off with Will Smith, but then you hear DJ Khaled.
Yeah,
Khaled.
Here's another one.
I did not like that. I like I said, I don't mind DJ Khaled, but every time he does that in the song, it's off-putting, especially after.
He does that every song, though.
Yeah, yes. Okay. But after, especially this, it's a Disney movie, and you don't expect that That's to happen. True. And it's like, it's like what you watch Snow White, and all of a sudden it's like, DJ Khaled, Khaled, Snow White, I mean, Seven Dwarfs.
It was actually better when they did it in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
That's it made sense when it was Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, because they had... I don't even know his name. The candle dude. Candlestick dude. Forget his name. And the,
I forgot.
The clock guy. But yeah. Let's move on to trailer talk. This week's trailer is the brand new... Not even... So this is kind of confusing. Maybe you can help me figure this out. I heard this movie takes place after part two.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones don't exist in this franchise.
I don't know. It's weird that
don't say the franchise.
It's weird because we... Didn't Halloween already came out? Why are we talking about Halloween?
I don't know too.
It's so weird that you're talking.
But yeah, this movie just came out this week. The trailer, it is Terminator Dark Fate.
Who are you?
My name is Sarah Connor. Never seen one like you before. Almost human.
I am human.
And that was a clip from the trailer. I know it just ends abruptly. It's a long trailer. Go check it out if you guys want to see more of it. This movie is directed by Tim Miller, who also directed Deadpool, right?
That's part, why I feel. Part one.
And it's written by James Cameron, I think just the story. And then also, there are also six more credits.
Of writers.
Of writers.
You know, that's a sign of a great film, I think.
And then one of them is David S. Goyer. Yeah. If you guys are not familiar with his work, he also wrote Batman Begins, Dark City, Dark Knight. So that's a good one. And Batman versus Superman.
Epitome of the great
one. The great.
He's the one that came up with the Martha thing.
Hopefully, they have the same son, I guess.
John,
Jonathan.
Your son is John.
John, yeah, basically. In IMDb, the synopsis is Sarah Connor has returned from far away, and she's gearing up with a team of agents who will fight against the T-1000. The film stars Mackenzie Davis as Grace, Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor. I was about to say Cinda Carter. Arnold Schwarzenegger is back as the Terminator. Gabriel Luna is the Terminator. He also plays Ghost Rider, if you guys are not familiar with him. And Natalie Reyes is introduced in this film. I have no idea who this character is. So this is a mysterious character in the film. She plays Dani Ramos. So in the trailer, you see Mackenzie Davis' character, Grace. She is a Terminator or robot. We don't know what is she. Like, it's hinted that she's more than a robot. And she's protecting Natalie Reyes' character, Dani. And all of a sudden, you see Linda Hamilton pulls up in the car. That's what you hear from the little clip we just showed. And
then she's like, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. You think they're going to do that? Like, maybe, or are they going to redo? I hope not. Ben, what are your thoughts of this trailer? And are you a fan of the Terminator movies, all five of them?
I'm a fan of all five of them.
Can you name all five of them?
Yeah. Okay. In what order? Chronological?
The order they came out.
Okay. The Terminator.
Yes.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
You didn't put the Terminator. Okay.
Yeah. Terminator Salvation.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. No,
there's the part three.
No, Terminator 3, The Rise of the Machine.
Yes, it is.
And then Terminator Salvation. Yeah. And that's then four. Terminator Genesis with a
Y. I was about to say, how do you spell Genesis?
Yeah, see. And then the Sarah
Connor's Chronicles on Fox.
Which is played by Emily Clark.
Yes.
A young Emily Clark before she became queen of the...
Dragons.
Dragons.
Yeah. I don't know what you were...
I was going to say machine. Queen of the machines.
So what are you your thoughts on the trailer?
I liked it.
You just recently saw the trailer.
Yeah, I just recently saw it. I didn't watch it this past week. I was like studying for finals and whatnot. So overall, I really liked it. I really dug the score. I think Mackenzie, what's her name? Davis.
Yes.
Is really a really great pick. Before the podcast, you were mentioning that she would have been a great Captain Marvel, which I see now.
Yes. That's what I want. So she's, I recognize, or I've watched Halt and Catch Fire, yeah. And I loved her in that show. And then when they announced Captain Marvel, all I can picture is Mackenzie Davis. Only one because of the look, but her hairstyle was like a Captain Marvel. Yeah. And then her
demeanor.
In her in that show was so like, she's a force to reckon, yeah. basically. And she never and I can see her playing that in Captain Marvel.
Which I like Brie Larson in Captain Marvel. I have no problem with her. But I could see Mackenzie Davis in that role too. I mean, there's multiverses now.
Yeah.
Anyway, as for the trailer itself, I think it was rumored already that Linda Hamilton will be making her appearance in this one, because I think her and James Cameron signed off that like he'll be a producer, and but I don't think he's like the main writer in this. I think he's just a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I think the writing credit is because these are his characters. It does remind me of Halloween. The 2018 version that was by who directed that? Something Green. It was it's the same folks that helped like Seth Rogen and them. It also has the same vibe too, like the way Linda Hamilton shows up. David Gordon Green, yeah.
Did
Halloween.
2008 Halloween.
2018 Halloween.
No, 18, yeah. Not 18. Sorry.
There is a 2008 Halloween. Probably, yes. I think it's H2O. I'm looking forward to it. I'm a fan of the Terminator series, even like the bad ones. I really like Salvation.
So Genesis is my like...
It's care. Probably the least yeah. favorite, but I like the little twists.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, for all those like films after Judgment Day, it's mostly the execution that they didn't do yes. well. I think they were relying on most of the action, while the original ones had action, but it was more of a character-driven films, both of them. And I think once they got more, you know, action-packed, it got less interesting, which this trailer has is like, I was more afraid once they show this airplane scene that seems like it came out of like the Fast and the Furious series that I'm afraid that they're gonna rely on. Hopefully it's just
the A-Team.
Like, yeah, the A-Team.
That literally, looks like the A-Team scene.
I'm hoping that's just like the last 10 minutes and that we're not gonna get all those type of scenes. But it's cool to see Arnie, the Governator. I don't know how they explain him getting old.
Maybe he's based on the real. He's a real person now.
They kind of explained that in one of those movies already.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's based a real. Yeah, yes. I forgot. It's probably Salvation they explain it, or Genesis. One of them.
I don't know. But like in both of those movies, Genesis and Salvation, there's like this cool twist in both of them, which I feel like would have paid off. It was like if it was written better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both are playing off of this twist, but Salvation didn't use their twist.
No.
They rewrote it because a lot of fans didn't like it. Genesis showed it in their trailer, like straight up what's happening in that trailer.
Salvation still showed the twist in the film about what's his name being a...
robot?
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I remember watching it and I was like, oh, they did the twist. Mm. Yeah. But I think it was leaked, but I don't remember... not disliking it or anything, I'll probably watch it.
So yeah, for me the trailer, I liked it. I'm not a huge fan of Terminator. I don't really care.
One and two, the Terminator and T2 holds up.
Yes. Like, so really Judgment. So it's odd. It's one of these films where I watched the sequels before actually watching the original one. So I watched Judgment first. And I went back to the Terminator. I was like, whoa, this takes place in a whole different era.
And a different genre.
Yes. And then I was like, whoa, this feels really different. And then it feels like that in every other film they do that. Rise of Machines feels like that 90s action.
Yeah.
And then even though Salvation early is like 2000, the gritty.
I mean, early 2000s action,
And then Salvation feels like the gritty reboot.
Yeah.
And then Genesis just feels like, oh, we kind of like... ran out of ideas.
Yeah, ideas.
Let's just see what sticks. But that feels like the most low budget one for me for all the like Genesis. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I like, so you weren't familiar to Gabriel Luna.
Yes.
So he's playing the Terminator in here. I mean, this plot synopsis, it says T-1000. So I don't know if they're redoing that again. Another T-1000, but he's just black armor.
There's a T-400 in here.
There's a T-800 here.
Oh, 800, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So T-800 on the IMD is played by Brett Azar. That person does not show up in the trailer. So I don't know what is that all about. I don't know if there's multiple robots trying to chase Mackenzie Davis, Natalie Reyes. So we don't even know what Natalie Reyes' character is in this trailer, so I'm interested in that.
Is it like the best Terminator among all of them is the original Terminator? While they keep on doing different versions of...
You mean why the Skynet keeps bringing what is Mackenzie Davis to us? Like, is she just another...
Let's try to figure out this twist right now. I think Mackenzie Davis...
is the daughter of the Terminator that's sent back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you want to do that?
Yeah. She's the daughter of Arnie's Terminator.
Yeah.
Somehow he able.
is this Blade Runner
2046? Yeah. Probably. I feel like we just ruined that plot there too.
Sorry for that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I have to mention, so I don't know Bjork, is that
Bjork?
Yeah.
Bjork.
He's a J. It's only. Yeah. How do you say the name again?
You don't say the J.
Bjork.
Bjork, yeah.
So I don't recognize, I don't listen to her music. So I didn't know that was
I recommend it.
So like the last episode we recorded earlier this week, we did the Maleficent Mistress of Evil and they did a
Bjork
edition.
Yeah.
No, not Bjork, of the Donnas or something. I forgot what was it. But they did season.
Oh,
of
they
the
did
Witch.
The rendition of Like a Virgin.
Yes. But... this film is doing a similar thing where it's like a very how do you call this type of music? We're trying to figure out, is it rendition, but they slope the pace down a little bit. And
it's a cover. It's a rendition. Okay. Yeah.
But this one is a male vocal. This one.
Yeah.
So it's like it felt like it's different.
Oh, it's a Bjork.
This
music.
One, yeah,
okay.
The Hunted. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that until you said that.
Yeah. I mean, I can look it up real. We did this in the other one to see what is it. Hunted, right?
Yeah.
Hunter. Okay. Hunter. But I'm not going to play the whole song. So if you guys are like, what is he going to play? Let's see. Wait for this load.
This is like early 90s New York. She's a very avant-garde singer.
Oh, right there.
It makes sense now why...
In the music video, is she a T-1000?
Wait, is Mackenzie Davis Bjork in the movie? Is that what
it's
going?
What are you talking about?
Like, Mackenzie Davis is going to turn into Bjork.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Is Bjork a T-whatever?
1000?
Yeah.
I think the T-1000 are the ones that shapeshift, and then whatever Mackenzie Davis is just a human or a human-like robot. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So do you think Mackenzie Davis is going to run for governor in
probably
California?
Probably someday, yeah.
Me too.
That's what all the Terminators do. What's his name? The original T-1000?
That is, I forgot his name.
I totally forgot his name too. But yeah, moving on. Let's do our watch, play, listen. And I only watched something. So Ben, let's go up to you. What have you been watching? These I don't want to just keep talking.
But just because of I've been doing a lot of school stuff, I haven't really caught up with like television shows. So, and if I did catch up with television shows, I would just watch like one or two episodes of like the one show that's important. So it was just Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, I put hold of Barry, season two of Barry.
HBO's Barry.
Yeah, HBO's Barry. Which stars, we talked about this last year. It was actually one of the top, I think it was one of our, one of the top freaking awesome stuff. So it's Bill Hader, Stephen Root, Sarah Goldberg, and Anthony Carrigan. And, and also Henry Winkler as one of the, teacher for the acting class. But if you guys don't know Barry, it's basically about a man from the Midwest who's a hitman. And then he... sort of just reflect on his life and just didn't want to kill anyone. So he moved to LA to find his calling, which is becoming an actor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we talked about this last time that it's basically like the anti Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Where Breaking Bad is a teacher who wants to be a criminal, while the reverse is happening, where it's a criminal that wants to be just an everyday man that doesn't want to kill anymore. And it's a comedy drama. And it's basically the season two. I'm not going to mention a lot, but it pretty much takes place where it left off. If you know what happened in season one, something horrible happened, actually. And then
a lot of things horrible happens on the show.
Yeah, but like this one is it kind of sets a tone, and it wants you to cheer for Barry, but actually hate him too at the same
but
time.
But well,
just
for
like
me,
Breaking Bad,
they remind the viewers, like, remember,
this is a horrible person. Yeah, this is a horrible person. And we shouldn't be on his side all the time. And then it's him dealing with those repercussions of what he did in season one. And it continues to do that. And then how it affects his love life, his friends, his teacher. And it's really incredible. I think the standout character is always going to be Noho Hank, who's played by Anthony Carrigan, who plays it really well. He's always funny. He's very like this flamboyant. I think he's a Russian.
His character is Russian.
Is Russian. Like mafia guy who has to be the leader of this group of people now, which they're basically like bumbling imbeciles at the same time. So that's where the comedy comes from, and then with the drama, it's still Barry trying to reflect and try not to be a serial killer, or that's a hitman or assassin. They do introduce other characters that are well defined and everything. But if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, I always recommend this. It's a shorter series, and it's a shorter episode. It's like only 30 minutes long, and I feel like you get this fulfillment out of it when you watch it, because it goes through like a roller coaster, and then every time Hiro Murai, I always forget how you say his name now.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a director who does Atlanta and most of Childish Gambino music videos. He always has a good eye. I think he was a cinematographer before, so he knows how to like direct, or he could frame shots really well. And I highly recommend Barry. It's on HBO. I believe Sunday nights, but if you have HBO, I think the season's already over, but if you have HBO Now or Go, you could watch it there. But yeah, speaking of killings, I think, John, you also watched another assassin, an Assassin's Creed.
No. Well, he's a Creed, I guess.
Yeah,
you
he's
say.
An assassin.
So this week, I watched John Wick Chapter 3. Parabellum. That means,
what does that mean?
Going to war means in the movie.
I don't like it when films do this.
So like chapter two didn't have a thing.
Yeah.
And then there was no chapter one because they didn't know they were going to do a franchise. So if you guys are huge fans of John Wick, this is just a continuation. Literally, I think 30 minutes after the second movie of Chapter 2. So this movie takes place around that time. It continues the story of John Wick, in which his dog got killed and from an assassin. And not accidentally, but he didn't know that was John Wick. And this is the story. It just continues from this on. They actually put a time period of chapter 1 to chapter 3. Can you guess how many days have passed
Throughout the whole series?
Yes,
I think no, because from 1 to 2 it had to be like a week or so. So what's my calculations?
I actually probably have a sound. Oh my god, try to find this.
Do you have this sound effect? Oh, try that one.
What, car buzzer?
No, that one right here.
Huh, warning single.
Yeah, that one.
What are the results?
Oh, so yeah. Fresh off the presses. I will say 1 week. Okay, no. Do that again. 1 week. No, it's actually a week and a half.
Okay. Close. And yeah, you're actually kind of close. It's actually 2 weeks. So.
Oh, nice.
From part... this whole interaction with John Wick, I was about to say Barry, it's happening in 2 weeks, and people are trying to find him in New York City for $14 million. And that's where the story takes place.
Did they describe why $14 million?
No. So if you love the lore of John Wick and this world they made and all these words they say and
parabellum.
Yeah, parabellum.
Did someone say
like the continental and stuff like that? Like all that stuff.
Does someone say that? Like parabellum.
So, yeah. So I don't know what language. I forgot. I want to say Italian, but I'm probably.
I really thought that was like a sandwich. Like, hey, I have an order of parabellum.
Let me see. Because I believe it's a type of. So it's also a machine gun.
Okay.
Oh, I did not know that. It was also a machine gun. Oh, so it's Latin for prepare for war. Yeah. So it's Latin prepare
so
for war.
Supposedly.
It's also a gun. So there is a gun they mentioned in this. What's his name? The actor. I'm trying.
Is it the BFG?
No. What's his name?
Oh, PFG.
Lance Riddick. So Lance Riddick character is in here again, and you know he knows the guns and weapons stuff like that. So he does introduce a gun to John Wick, who played by Keanu Reeves, and it was called the Parabellum
or the Cricket.
Yes. So the movie's directed by Chad Stadlicki. So he is a stunt coordinator for a lot of action films, namely the Matrix movies. So he was part of that. But if you look up him up on IMDb, he's in a lot of action movies. And he's like the stunt coordinator or the stunts. But these are his first three movies, major movies, all the John Wick movies.
So as a director?
As a director. So he knows how to direct, especially Keanu Reeves, how to do these action scenes. So the movie stars, again, Ian McShane, Lawrence Fishburne, Mark DeCasio. So they star Lawrence Fishburne, but they also introduce four characters in here that's very cool. One is Mark DeCaris. So I'm probably saying his name wrong. He is the Iron Chef, you can say, if you guys recognize him.
Oh, from the television show?
Yeah, Iron Chef. He's the host of the Iron Chef. Asia Kate Dillon is a character in here, and Angela.
Oh, Asia Kate Dillon. I think she's known for, is it, I don't know. I forgot. I don't even know if I'm using the right pronouns. Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure where she's from. I mean, on here.
She's from Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
But I think she's played like, I don't know what's her character. Okay, go on.
Okay. And then there is Angelica Houston.
Houston.
Yes. She's a cool character too. There is other, I don't want to say there's other actors, because some of them it's like a little bit spoiling like who's in here. Because it was a surprise for me when they introduced these characters. But one of them is Halle Berry. And I think she is like the showcase, or not showcase, like she is the thing you want to see in this movie. If I have to recommend why to watch this movie, I think Halle Berry is the reason why. I mean, Keanu Reeves plays it really good as John Wick still, but it's still the same action style of him shooting people in the head, taking them down, and these long, probably up to 5 to 10 minute action sequences of him fighting. He does use a lot of different objects, items, things around him to kill these people, assassins that have no names. Like, you don't care about these people. These are just another group of assassins trying to kill him. But they go with the story, lore really fleshes out. So to understand everything from the last two films, like they introduce these things where these blood omens or these little coins, or not coins, these lockets that have your blood, that comes into play. Another thing comes into play, another object that does something else that you didn't know it did. I won't say what are they. And the coins are back here again. There's a cool scene. They actually show where they make these coins. Because you're wondering, like, how are these distributed? Like, who is there a treasury involved? Like, how do they keep counting? They actually tell you a little bit about that. So similar to the other movies, they don't tell you everything. So you have to put them together by either the dialogue, the actions, and they don't like explain it to you. Like, oh, we get it here and here.
It's more subtle.
Yeah, subtle. But yeah. The action's good still. I really like. I think this is my favorite one out of the three. Next to like, I like part two, but I go to these movies for the lore. So it's kind of cool they're fleshing it out. And by the end of the movie, they change the status quo again. Like, everything's kind of changing the status quo every time they do another movie. And no surprise, because they announced that the new movies come out in 2021. There will be a chapter four. And these movies just continue on. So this is the similar to like
Saw. Next time it will be a week and a half.
Probably, I would say another. It has to be another week or a half. But yeah, he is literally like the Terminator-ish type style of just him not going down, even though he gets injured, gets shot, gets stabbed. He doesn't go down. Keanu Reeves. The thing that fuels him to continue on is, you guys guessed it,
water.
No water. Oh. It's love, everyone. Oh, love. It's okay. love. It's not a spoiler, but it's love of his wife that makes him continue to fight these.
Hey, they say what doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Yes, I have to say too. There are two people.
I remember what Asian Kate Dillon.
What
they is non-binary.
Okay, yeah.
Like one of the first actor to be non-binary. Okay.
There are two people in here. I won't say who are they, but I will say if you're a fan of The Raid and Raid 2, that scene is really good.
Okay.
I have to say, the scene that with these people in it, I was like, oh, this is cool. So wait,
are they in this one?
I will say, okay. But it's a really cool. I think this is an action movie that they know what their audience is. Especially in the trailer, there's a line that says, more. I want guns. More guns. And then everyone knows where that's from The Matrix. So Keanu Reeves is really playing up that character, that he is this thing that people want to stop, but he can't. But yeah, I'd say go out and watch it. I really love the last fight scene or last act of this movie. That just it's a really cool action sequence. And I have to say, the cinematography of this movie is really good. The colors, I love that they just don't stay with just dark, muted colors. Everything's either very bright with these like fantastical.
It's Dan Lasticen.
Is a cinematographer. Okay. Yeah, he does a great job, because the scenes just feel, every fight scene feels different from the next, just look wise. So it doesn't feel like it's just continuing the same scene all over again. But yeah, go check that out. I think it's out. But it's out this week. Yeah, and Keanu Reeves is overall a good guy, it seems like. Hopefully, nothing bad that we find
out.
He's
a Shakespeare truther.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's like
which
worst.
I believe too.
Yeah. moving on then, there's nothing else to add, right? So let's move on to our main discussion of Game of Thrones. That was a clip from the season finale trailer of Game of Thrones. And I have to read this real quick to catch up on everyone. 9 noble families fight for control over the mythical land of Westeros, while an ancient enemy returns after being dormant for thousands of years. That's a synopsis of IMDb. And you guys are listening to this right now. We're going to spoil everything of Game of Thrones. We're just going to talk everything, I guess, of Game of Thrones, what we thought about the finale, and just the overall, are we going ever read the books?
No.
But yeah, I don't know how to actually do this discussion, because I am a...
We could talk about the finale first,
I want to
then
tell
our overall thoughts about
this show. I want to tell my history of Game of Thrones. I did not get into it. Like in past episodes, I've mentioned this. It was hard for me to get into this series. I watched the first episode several times and did not care for it. I don't really care about fantasy overall. I don't care about Lord of the Rings.
Zelda.
Yes, that's the thing about me. But the thing, I think, because I like Zelda, because I'm in control of that destiny, basically. And this, I don't care about wizards and stuff like that.
Again, that's someone that loves Zelda and Harry
Potter. It took me a long time, because I think that the one thing that changed my mind is there's a plot point in Game of Thrones switched to all these family fighting and to, oh, we need to work together to get rid of this, like they say in the synopsis, this enemy. And then I like that.
Winter.
Yeah. Winter, I guess. That's why it's called winter.
Yeah, winter's coming is because of the Night King.
Yeah. But where's the Night King from? Who is the Night King?
He's from Winter.
Is Bran the Night King then?
I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, that's my history. What's your quick history of Game of Thrones?
I was actually, I think after the first season, a lot of people compared it to like when it comes to the dynamic and chemistry among the characters. A lot of people were recommending it as like a Wire, The Wire, but in a fantasy world. And I was like, I was down for that. I was like, oh, okay, I love The Wire. It's one of my favorite television shows. I mean, it doesn't have, what's his name, as a writer. It's blanking. His name is David something now. It just blanks my mind. But anyway, so I'm really into like that type of television shows where you have a huge cast and they all interact with each other and there's stakes, there's going to be death of certain characters that you love and everything. And I think that's what the first season provided is like, there's this, we're in spoilers territory, but once Ned Stark died and was like executed, that's why I was like, I'm actually for this. Cause now I don't know who's going to win and who's going to lose.
When that actor who plays Ned Stark is known for dying like that. Like
yeah.
Certain, he became a meme. Yeah. Basically. And then, when I watched that first season, I did not predict that, like, he'll die.
And I think that's a wonderful reveal and surprise, I feel like. Even if you thought that he was going to live, I think that was a cool way to introduce you to this world. And, like, oh, people, it's going, that, like, your favorite character is going to die in this show. And I think that's a better way to depict the world, like, sometimes people that we love will die and that we have to face it. And then it's actually watching these characters go through that. And then, I was for it from the get go and, continue to watch it.
That's good. I mean, did you jump on the series right away in season one?
No, like it took me a while after, cause I didn't have HBO at that time. So I actually bought the Blu-ray first and then streaming came in. And then I was
HBO
like,
oh, Go came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's HBO.
Now, HBO Now.
Yeah. But I think it was HBO Go at the time. Like, they didn't have, it's a confusing way of them to use their app.
Yeah.
There's two different apps. That's why.
Is if you have a cable provider,
one's
another
a
one's
subscription.
Not,
yeah. I have the subscription base. But yeah, I'm a for it. Are we going to talk about the finale then?
Yes.
So overall, I really liked the finale. I think I'm in the same boat of people who felt let down when it comes to Dany's character. I think that whole plot and that arc was just rushed throughout the season. And I didn't feel like any of that was not earned, but not necessary. It was unnecessary for all that stuff. I feel like if the season was a little bit longer, they could squeeze in some character development for that character. And I'm not talking about also like her switch into like being evil all of a sudden. I don't think that was a good job too, but. It's just this last episode that felt very like rushed, and then it just felt like the writers were in a dead end and tried their best. And I appreciate actually, I think most of the complaint is that they didn't really justify everything, and I think that's true. But at the same time, for what you have, and you have to like these because these writers are not they're adapters. They adapt things really well, but they're not creators. Like they don't. I don't think they know how to write things that are creative yet. I think they have to take. I think they need more.
Are you talking about the creators of Game of Thrones?
Yeah, but I meant like creativity when it comes to creating a new story.
Okay.
Because they've been adapting George R.R. Martin's story so well up to like a couple of seasons ago, and then that's when they started creating their own myth and their own. Development. I think that was the trouble part. It's like now we don't have a roadmap. Like you're actually going blindly where to go now. And I think that was hard for them to do it, but I think they did a decent job. I don't think they didn't do a horrible job or a terrible job. I think they did it the most safe and middling way possible, where there's the stakes are there, but at the same time they're not there, and I felt satisfied, but at the same time I didn't feel like super satisfied. Yeah, and a lot of people always say like, oh, this is the most horrible season ever. I'm like,
really? You mean like 1 point something million people think they should redo the whole
thing? Yeah, I think that's not the correct way to do this. I feel like if anything, this should inspire just to write your own type of fantasy. And if you feel like you could do a better job, then try to do it. Because you doing petitions won't do anything except for like you're just
gonna actually complain. One did.
Which petition?
The Sonic the
Hedgehog. Oh yeah, that one. That's even a really bad example too. I feel like when it comes to art, I think we always talk about this, that it's always it's not objective. It's always subjective. That it's how you see it. I think the creators always created their own vision, and it's whether or not we like it or not. And it's justified that people don't love this last episode. But at the same time, you just have to, like, you know, it's just a show. I understand like people are dedicated to it, but at the same time, you can't just complain and and then write a petition and then try to recreate this with who? Who's going to recreate all this?
Yeah. Like, are you guys paying for it?
Are you going to hire to write a different writer? Who's going to write it? George R. R. Martin, who feels like, I don't think he even cares about this series anymore. Like, I think he's like over it. I think overall, yeah. But yeah, overall, I liked it.
I liked it too. So on Facebook, I don't do this that much, especially on Facebook. I don't like put stuff out there about myself. I literally just put, that was okay. That's it. Like, and with no hashtags or anything. And so many comments are like, oh yeah. Like, I mean, it's not so many, like several of the comments from my friends posted and stuff like that, so they understood where I was coming from.
Are we gonna rat them out?
No, I'm not gonna.
Any of them signed the petition?
I am
sure.
Was
there a petition for your status Facebook to redo it? Yeah,
I'm gonna go on it real quick. So that was okay. And
is that how things? I don't have Facebook. Yeah. Is that how status are? Like, it's just a block of words.
I got 2 thumbs up, 2 laughing faces, and 1 heart. So yeah. Those are my status. But yeah, it's just.
Oh, there's a meme in people. There.
Yeah, there's a meme.
What is that? It's
a Simpsons meme. Marge, I'm confused. Was that a happy ending or a sad ending? It's an ending, Homer. That's enough. And that was it.
I mean, that's kind of. That's such a. That was that one right there in the bottom.
Which one? This one?
Yeah. It's from one Greg Dietz. What did he say?
Tyrion literally tells John how the audience will feel. It's perfect. Yeah, it's.
Now, okay. Can we talk about? Okay, are you continuing?
Yeah. No. So yeah, I have similar feelings to for you. I had a different way of how Danny will go about, but before the Iron Throne episode, even during the Bells episode, I thought they'll do a whole different thing. But after the Bells and what she did, I was like, oh, okay, this is where it's going. I was shocked actually when that happened. In the bad way, I guess you could say, because I thought the character will do something different, way different, and her hard work of freeing all the slaves and stuff like that, and then she just does this turn. I feel like that wasn't
a dictator.
Yeah, a dictator. That wasn't really how would you say it? Written into her character, yeah. Like from even the previous episode. I mean, she did have ideas what to do, but I thought Stark and all her little companions talked her down, and then when she does do it, I was surprised. I was like, okay, she. And then Iron Throne, that episode, I like the cinematography in there. Like, one of the ones that they show that's going around in Twitter is her on the steps, and then she goes back. Or no, she didn't arrive. The dragon flies over King's Landing. And then you see Jon Snow walking up the steps, and then when he gets into the arch, and you see Dany getting off the dragon, and the dragon's about to fly, and you see her have the wings.
Yeah.
And it's a good silhouette of her. And
they should teach that in a film history class.
Oh, what?
That's a meme.
Oh, I did
that
not.
That someone like posted, like, this should be taught in a film history, or still not film history, but film analysis class.
Okay.
And people were like, making fun of it, was like, oh, it's not that great because it's not subtle at all. But in my mind, I'm like, well,
it's a cool shot.
It's a cool shot, though. Like, Like, then not everything has to be subtle, and then like it's kind of cool just to create that shot. Like,
But yeah, that's a cool look shot. I thought.
What's your thoughts about Bran becoming the king?
I like what Tyrion says about him. So I have to, it's not a disclaimer, but I feel like in this last couple of episodes, I actually knew everyone's names because I had really
trouble. Me too. Yeah.
I had really trouble.
Oh, it's, what's her name now? I forgot now. Dany, but what's her real name?
Oh, Targaryen?
No, like her full name.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know her, all her AKAs.
Not her AKA.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's actually her real name.
But yeah, so when Tyrion gave that story of a good story, I thought that was
Daenerys.
Great. Yeah, Daenerys. Yeah. When he's like, oh, we should have a king or ruler that has a good story. Like, and he tells it. And then it made me like, wait. There's other people who have good stories too, not like just
Arya.
Yeah, Arya has a really good story. And they don't really hint, or they don't show her expression, or they don't even... she doesn't even have like convey anything like, oh, I agree, they should be Bran. I mean, they were happy for him, but they don't show like their expression of when they announce it. Like, the camera's there, but I feel like she'll have like a little bit problem. I don't know if she wants to be. I mean, we get the last episode where she doesn't want to be a queen, but I thought they don't even mention her. I was like, oh, they should have did more back and forth of like who would be king instead of like Tyrion picking, oh, it should be Bran, and that was it. But I did like the scene in that episode where the uncle, I had no idea. So when they showed the council,
that was a really good scene.
When they showed
the
council,
do you remember him? What was his last scene?
No. Oh, yes. So his last scene is him shooting the arrow. Yeah. So on all those council members, I don't know any, maybe half of them, not even half.
Some of them are extras.
I only know four of them in there, and three of them are the Starks. That's how bad.
You don't remember the kid that's he's that like teenager who loves drinking milk from the breast?
No.
He's just still a kid. Because I think he showed up.
Wait, are you talking about the ginger guy?
He's not ginger. He has black hair.
No.
But he has like a bowl
there
cut.
Are two people who love drinking milk from breasts.
No, not him. Not the guy.
The wilding.
Yeah, not the wilding. It's the kid. He's like a teenager now. Or like a...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One in the gold robes?
No, blue. He wore blue.
Oh, okay.
He looks like Prince Charming almost.
Okay. There's one with the gold robes. I'm assuming that he's from the family that all died. But
remember that it started off with how many kingdoms? 9 kingdoms? Yeah. There's literally only 6 now.
Is there?
Yeah, because the north is their own kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
It's its own land now. Mm. It doesn't...
I thought they always say 7 kingdoms.
I don't know. Look at the description. I think it says 9. I think it became 7 later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the episode 2, they had a good scene. I text this to our nephew,
episode
Nino.
Episode 2?
No, in the scene.
Oh.
There's a scene in there with Tyrion and his counselor, with Bran's counselors, and it shows 4 of them. I don't remember. So this is how bad I'm still with the names.
But, it's okay. Sam is one of them.
Yeah. Sam, Tyrion. I don't really know. Davos is one of them.
Davos.
And there's one more. I forgot who's the other. Oh, Bronn, right?
Apparently, he's dead in the books, but because he's a fan favorite.
Oh, he is?
I really don't think he earns that spot.
Well, they had to. Yeah. But he doesn't do anything in the fight.
I don't think that's
right. So he was on the sidelines the whole time and just waiting it out. But there's the scene with them doing the counseling meeting, and they're missing like 3 positions. And Bran's like, yeah, we will work that out while I try to find this dragon, because I still need this dragon.
So that's basically like how this episode, like especially once they got to the counseling scene where everyone is assigned a role.
That's
basically how The Wire was ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how that
where
ends.
These characters are now assuming another person's role and replaces them. And I was this is like almost every finale feels like this, like the changing of the guard. Yeah,
Lawson did the same thing.
The changing of the guard. Yeah,
Ben.
Yeah,
I just realized.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think finales are good for any shows.
So in that scene, I text my nephew like, "Oh, I would watch a Game of Thrones just this council.
Yeah.
Like, just them. They're acting.
That's
like, I want a Park and Rec type of style of just them trying to run this King's Landing and whatnot."
I think that's the best part about Game of Thrones in the earlier seasons. It was mostly dialogue heavy, but it was like interesting dialogue. And then this reminded me when Tyrion was with Grey Worm and what's her name that was beheaded? I forgot her name. Grey Worm's love interest.
Mm-hmm.
Melisandre. But basically, there's a scene where when they all met with Tyrion, and then they did like banter among each other, but they weren't feeling it with Tyrion, and Tyrion wanted jokes. That's what the scene reminded me.
Okay.
Of.
Yeah. But yeah, I liked it. It's not the best ending that I've seen.
What is the best finale for you?
Finale for me, one is Leftovers. I really like that one. Still Lost is up there for me. I really like Princess of Interest ending.
I've watched.
That's a good one. And then
Fringe.
Yes, yeah, that's another one.
Fringe is really good.
And I know this is out of nowhere. People are like, "What? Heroes?"
I don't even remember.
So Heroes had a really, not the rebooted Hero. Well, I guess the rebooted Heroes too. I like too the finale of that one. I only like the last episode of those, like the, because they end in the way like, oh, they can still continue it.
I've never watched this television show, but I really like the finale of Gotham.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I watched that.
Because of how...
that thing is very extreme.
Yeah, like, how much it is leading towards...
John Schumacher.
Yeah, Joel Schumacher's Batman, yeah. Oh, this is cool.
to the point where it's the colors and everything. Yeah,
it's vibrant.
So I was a fan of Gotham for a long time, and I stopped watching it. It's too many episodes. Those type of shows run the 26 episode or 20.
22.
Yeah, 22 usually. Episodes.
Per season.
Yeah, per season. I couldn't do that anymore. I'm done with shows like that. But yeah, for Game of Thrones, I liked it. I don't even know what to talk about in the previous seasons. Overall, I give it a 5.
Out of what?
5. No, I give it 5 out of 7 kingdoms. Basically. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I feel like we're not well-versed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so I'm not... Well, I don't... like, you and I never read the book. No. So we don't know what's happening.
Hey, but
there.
This finale makes me want to read the book. No,
makes you want to read the last book, probably?
Yeah, no. No, well, the books are not yet... caught up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I think it literally ends wherever season 5 was.
This is what made me stop watching The Walking Dead, because they were caught up and they're doing their own stories, but I didn't really care about the situations anymore of both the stories and the comic book, because there's no, the stories felt very the same, repetitive. Mm-hmm. Where bad guy comes, we defeat the bad guy, but worst bad guy comes and we defeat that bad guy. Another bad guy comes and we just the same thing.
And then you know why in The Walking Dead?
Why?
You know who are the dead?
We are the Walking Dead.
Yeah, okay. The humans are the Walking Dead.
But they're scared to do it. So,
I did predict. I think it was like several episodes ago that they're gonna burn the.
Iron Throne. Yes, yeah. You did. Yes. So there's like a tweet where you said that, and yeah. Then.
No, actually, like, I think it was Richard Newby, a mm-hmm. friend of the podcast. I think he said it first, but I said it on the podcast too recently. And I was
you
like,
said it on the podcast recently?
Yeah, like a several episodes. I think we were both having the same thoughts. Okay, yeah. But I think he said it years ago mm-hmm. before. There's, you seen that tweet where this guy was like a big fan of like the original books, that it was like the premiere of Game of Thrones, and he's like, tweeted like, oh, I guess this is another show that I'll hate the finale, but it was actually
yes. It was like several years ago,
when the first episode aired.
So I should do that now. What's a hot new
Watchmen?
I just saw the trailer of Watchmen. Are you guys gonna hate the finale?
No, it has to be like the episode you're gonna watch that evening.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You should do that to every HBO show.
get the retweets.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be dedicated to just watch it. So there's a thing I hope they do with Game of Thrones that made me look back of one of my favorite shows, Lost. And they did this thing called The New Man in Charge. So this is like a little, probably 15-minute episode of Lost in which Ben Linus' character goes to all the Dharma Initiative facilities and tell them, like, oh, this is happening. This is the spoilers for Lost. And then, like, there's a new man in charge, Hurley, and then this is what's happening. So I want to see that, where they do like a mini episode of Game of Thrones, and I know they probably will never do that, but they show Brad and see what they've been doing, and show Tyrion and whatnot, and how the other kingdoms are responding. Like, oh, what's happening to the, everything? Because from them ruling King's Landing, we don't know how many time passed, but it's pretty quick. Like, everyone just like, okay, Bran.
I think it was like literally weeks after the incident happened, and for some reason, King's Landing seems like they landed on their feet.
Yeah. It's like we got all these slaves that Dany was trying to free, and then we rebuild the whole thing again. Hope they do an episode like that maybe someday. That's all our thoughts.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say. Yeah. I really liked it overall. I think it's a great series to still watch in the past, in the future. I mean, so yeah, go Bran.
I recommend. There's a podcast that's by David Chan and Jonah Robinson. Of course, it ended. Called I forgot the name. Actually, I totally forgot the name of this.
Isn't it called The Cast of Kings?
I think The Cast of Kings. So I haven't watched listened to the last two episodes, and I like their banter, especially Jonah Robinson was really into the.
Because she read the books.
And then David Chan always has a great criticism for everything, like he does
from
Slash Film Cast. So I recommend listening to that if you guys want like more in-depth discussion.
They do a good Westworld podcast.
Oh, they do?
Decoding Westworld.
Yes. That's the one I'm listening to. That's the other one, if you want, just check those episodes out. Let's just end the episode. Ben, where can they reach you? On the interwebs.
They could reach me in the webs of the internet at Benjamin Abaya on Instagram and Twitter.
That's good.
Yeah.
They can reach me on Twitter at the most organized Twitter feed of 2000XX at Abaya Arts. And you can watch Audrey and I play video games on our YouTube channel on The Freaking Awesome for date night. Or if you want to watch us play Apex Legends on YouTube, you can go on The Freaking Awesome. Just search there, and then you can watch our game night little sessions that we do. We do like a montage of the best of everything. Not even the best. Some of it is just silly stuff we do in Apex Legends. We're trying to find a game to jump on besides Apex Legends. It's kind of hard because we're trying to find a multiplayer game to do that too. Maybe
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves, yes. that's the Wallace and Gromit, the Sea of Cheese game. You can follow us on Twitter at TFA Now or like us on Facebook by searching The Freaking Awesome. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Podcasts. They're not called Google Play anymore. It's still the same link, but it goes to your podcast app if you have Android. Or you can contact us through email at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. And that should be it, right, Ben?
Yeah.
There's no other thing.
Are you going to add anything to the list?
No, not this week.
Me too.
I don't want to add anything. So, yeah, let's end the podcast. I'm John Abaya. I'm John Abaya?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Benjamin Abaya.
And that was the Freaking Awesome Podcast.